This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up on today's bite-sized Monday episode, Birgit Gibbs Hanvey.
Have you pronounced that at all right?
Birgit.
Bridget.
Oh, you are taking the piss.
Okay, so we're going to kick start this episode. And of course, we're kicking it off with the greatest segment in On the Sofa history. It is, if you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson.
It's growing on me, this section.
Is it? Why? Tell me why.
I listened back and I quite enjoyed it. Annoyingly.
Ben?
We need better conundrums. I need a conundrum where I'm like, ooh, like it's not a cruise or a holiday.
I don't mind some of the shit ones.
I don't mind some of the shit ones.
What am I having
as
to
sections
tea?
Go, it's not the shittest we've had. I've done a few shit ones in my time.
Hidden Gem was banging.
Hidden Gem became totally obvious gem.
Somebody has written in hoping to end our run of shit conundrums.
The end of shit conundrums is
Birgit Gibbs Hanvey.
Have you pronounced that at all right?
Bridget. Oh, you are taking the piss. It's Bridget.
Bridget Gibbs Hanvey.
What did you say? Birgit.
Birgit Gibbs Hanvey.
Oh my God.
You can't read Bridget.
Bridget Gibbs Hanvey. That's not how it's spelled in Bridget Jones's Diary.
I think it is.
It's not. It's B-R-D-G-E-T.
How would you know? How would you know?
B-R-D.
B-R-D. No vowels. B-R-D-G-T. Bridget.
That's not how it's wrote.
Bridget.
Yeah.
Bridget Gibbs. Should we try that again?
Bridget Gibbs Hanvey has been in touch to say this. Boys. And you know, they never used to say boys, but I say it and they've started writing it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. What else could you get away with?
Boys.
What else could you influence millions of people to do?
I love my maiden name, Gibbs.
Okay.
And I didn't want to drop it when I got married. So I compromised by adding his name with a hyphen. And now I feel like it's long and uncommon because it trips people up. Well, it fucking tripped me up, Birgadette Bridget.
Yeah, but literally her first name, Trip Chewer, not the other bit.
I never had a difficult name before I was married. This sucks. I beg to differ. I think you did have a difficult name. Do I change it back for business / personal and just leave the hyphenated name for formal / legal things? Would you be pissed off if your wife switched gears like that after agreeing to hyphen / take your last name? Many thanks, guys. Bridget Gibbs, Oliver Jones, Hanvey. I added the last few in for comical effect.
Well done. Comedy is your first choice. Yeah. I've got some specialist home knowledge of this.
Yes.
Ah.
It's the one my wife Alex. Did.
Ah.
So
what's Alex?
When we got married, she had my name. Then halfway through, she went, that's shit. And then went back to her own name for work and for emails. So I think on legal documents, she still got Price. But for everything else it's her maiden name. So she did, after a few years, Bridget, she went, no, I'm not having that. I'm going back.
I wouldn't be asked.
And were you I'm asked?
Not no, not at all. I wouldn't bothered when we got married when she took my name or not. No, not.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Would you expect a girl to take the pee?
You have to have my middle. You have to call yourself Peter.
P.
Well, that was the thing, wasn't it? You used to have to take their first name as well. So it'd be, this is Mrs. Jack Shepherd.
I'd love it if Hanny went, my name's Hanny P. Shepherd.
Yeah.
Taking the I wouldn't be, but I don't know anyone who's bothered.
I think I would want a girl to double barrel their name because Smith's shit, innit?
They can keep their own name.
Yeah, if they could, but I would want them to go.
At least try.
So if I get married,
at least look like you're married to me.
If I got married to you, for example, Ben, I would want
two
it to
shit
be
names: Smith
Ben
Price.
Price Smith or Ben Smith Price.
Ben Smith Price is poor. Smith Price,
Fisher Price,
Smith Price.
But yeah, I think I would want double names anyway. So I don't think there's a problem here.
I have to be honest. This is what's getting me about this section. I don't think it's a conundrum.
Well,
what
if husband goes, well, we might as well not got married then.
I'm not a fan of double barrel surnames. I think
too much going on. Pick one.
That's what
Bridget Gibbs. Yeah. Bridget Gibbs. Let's keep
Bridget,
that.
Or Bridget Hanvey Techies.
Look, she's done the thing. She's keeping it legal. Then for the rest of her stuff, she's just going about Bridget Gibbs. She's fine.
I get it could make things messy for emails. So our advice is go for it, Bridget, yeah?
Yeah, go
back. Is that
go
what
back.
We're saying?
Yeah.
And if you get divorced, remember that we've got a great legal team, haven't we?
We do. Terry Kay and Cunningham.
Yeah.
Terry Kay and Cunningham. They let's get it on.
To be fair, they've never lost.
Never
won either.
I believe.
They never qualified. They took no bar exams, they're making it up. Bit like us.
I believe we've got a very special guest for Chad Charts.
So, Chad Charts is interesting because Henry asked me to do a Chad Charts. I said, yep, no problems. Did it, and then we have to have another voter now, don't we? It's been Sally Ann, but today...
But she got one.
I didn't see her.
Okay.
And then I came in this morning, who did I see? Our sister, Tina O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So
Not my sister.
She was absolutely loving it. She couldn't wait. So I explained the rules, I explained what was going to happen.
And obviously she said, I know, because I'm an avid listener.
She went, you don't have to tell me, Ben. I know the Chad Charts. Here we go. Ready?
Mm.
It's Bastel in Switzerland.
Wow. Basel.
I didn't know how to say that. But thank you.
You got confused with Bridget and Bergadette, so I thought I might just
Well done
help
for
you out.
Keeping me on my toes there. It's 1 hour 50 from Salford. The population.
From Salford?
Yeah. You'll now see the population is 5,762. Wind. Southwest, 3 miles an hour.
See, I think that's important.
The wind. Because listens get carried in the wind, don't they?
Where is it? Bastel.
It's spelled Balsthal.
4. 3.
Tina went 0. It's 71.
Wow.
Hello.
There must have been a flight delay or something.
Got caught there.
There's no way there's 71 people from one flight listening to us.
Well, the numbers speak for themselves, Cos, and you take it up with the charts. Cork, area code 021, population 120.
Hang on. Tina went 0.
She says there's always a 0. She knows the show.
She obviously done.
She obviously doesn't know.
There's always.
There's never a zero. Could you imagine if you started naming zero? And I liked it. Riaconga. It's a village in.
I liked it though. Zero. I was like, yeah, great. Anyway, zero. No slagging off other people's guesses.
Yeah.
Cork, area code 021, population 124K, wind northwest 12 miles an hour. Cork.
Temperature?
We've got to be big in well, Cork.
I don't do the whole thing of Cork. Temperature about ours. I'd say 5.
62.
Mm.
That's too big many. Now because of Bastille or whatever yeah. it was. Bastille. Where did you do?
I was left Balthal. To my own.
Balthal.
Pompeii. I've gone too big.
You've gone too big, Jack.
What did you do? 60 what?
62.
Big.
I'm off
too
my
big.
Tits, Jack. 70.
Too big.
24.
Tina went 3. The answer is 5. Tina's closer there. Here we go. Guadalajara, 18-hour flight, 1.46 million people. The wind...
What country?
...is zero. Mexico.
My sister's in Mexico.
Really?
Right now.
What's she doing?
She's listening to us.
She won't be.
16.
1 for Hannah Smith.
16.
Okay. Tina went 7. The answer is 7.
Oh, piss off!
Tina. How did they do it? Tina literally guessed 7. Literally. That's Coulson saw me ask her.
This is a piss take. How is it he's asking people who don't know how to fucking play this game and they're beating us?
I know. She's so much skill in this
She got
game.
Close with Cork. She was off with Basel. She was off with that. But Guadalajara.
So we have just been to Switzerland, Ireland, and Mexico. But as Ben, anyone from any of those places, countries, towns, cities, suburbs, windy corners.
Okay, here we go. Ben's reviews. It's what? What's that?
He didn't answer him. He said, has anybody got in touch? And you went, Ben's
no, reviews. Because I just go. Because every week I go, no fuckers coming
from. You didn't even bother with no this
fuck
week.
That. Fuck that. We're off now.
Go.
Ben's reviews, WhatsApp. Okay. Remember, just messages or voice notes, no phone calls, 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. Hannah Reynolds.
Any phone calls this week?
No, everyone stop.
See, there we go. Ah, you're missing them now. 2 till 4.
You wait till Christmas Day.
Hannah Reynolds, listening to on the sofa through my earphones in my twin baby's nursery, trying to laugh quietly. My boy twin is called Ben. Yes. My stepson is called Jack.
Whoa.
And my husband is called Craig.
Interesting. Ooh.
And no one in my family is called Coulson. This podcast is actually the best and is keeping me sane. Do you know what? You must be up, Hannah, at night.
That's texting. Amazing.
yeah. From 2 a.m. If you've got twins.
If you're ever feeding, yeah. Bring Henry.
2 a.m. till 4 a.m. Bit lonely. He'll be feeding as well. You can chat about how that's going. You I haven't know, got my sleep routine.
You just made a gag about Coulson.
Yeah. Mm.
Lamia from work on the desk.
Yeah.
Arthur, she loves. What's his name?
Peter.
Coulson Whitehead. There you go. Have that one for free.
Okay. Wyatt. Crikey. Here we go. Well, there you heard it here first.
That's a shit double barrel surname, isn't it? You won't want that. Mr. Head. You take Mrs. White.
Will Cook. Hi, guys. Love the pod. Just wanted to say sorry for my last message and sorry to Colin. Autocorrect. Got no clue what you're on about,
do
Will.
Do you remember? He said, Jack's great, Ben's perfect, and Colin's fucking great.
Oh, I thought he did it deliberately.
No.
Oh, Will, you fucked that up there because I laughed at the deliberate. You lads are amazing. I'm really hoping for a live show in the future. So are we. I love Corey and the pod, and you make me smile every Monday and Thursday.
See ya. So are we. We would like to have one again, wouldn't we?
Yeah. We are. We're doing it.
Yeah.
We've got big stuff planned. Massive. Ian Watt, head of catering. Christmas gift buying is about setting the scene. In November, start telling people that might buy you something. I don't buy for anyone, so no one has to buy for me. Then you've nipped it in the bud. That's to answer our question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need to buy someone who's bought you a present, but you haven't got one for
Which
them?
Which I think's a bit like you.
Yeah, you nip it in the bud.
I think that's your technique, Jack, is to be like, yeah, well, I don't do that shit, so don't do it for me.
Yeah. But that's perfect. Mm. Then you don't have to run out like a fucking bellend.
If you were to buy a Christmas gift for someone, if you had to buy a Christmas gift for me on Ben, like you just had to, what would you get Ben? What would you get me?
Aftershave. It's the only thing I know.
For both of us?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Would you get us different smells?
Yeah.
Do you know off the top of your head what you'd get us?
No.
Something woody for me.
Would you not get Ben goat?
No, the goat balls.
So we check
and get me smelly red pub carpet.
Years ago, I found this subscription service for Smell Nice, and I said Jack loves his aftershave, and I said, oh, this could be interesting. And Jack did it, and you get sent 6 a month, don't you?
Yeah.
Did you find that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He said you might like this.
Oh, I didn't know it was you who found it.
Yeah, I don't know how, but it just.
I think you just came across it.
I came across it on something, and I thought actually. Could be quite a good little thing for Jack because he likes different smells. I tend to have one or two, Brute and Old Spice.
Old Spice.
And then
sometimes
Lynx.
Pack a Rebel 1 million.
Yeah.
Pack a Rebel.
Hello. The manly smell of Pack a Rebel. What?
He's been on Bury Market too much.
Hey, get your Pack a Rebel.
Splash by Pash.
And he got this fragrances the other day, didn't you? And you bought them in the green room, the testers. And one of them smelled, it was essence of like goat balls.
Maureen Lipman said she wouldn't go near me after it.
No, it was awful. You sprayed it on, you know when you spray a tester and they kind of go away? Goat balls didn't go away.
No, lingered.
Lingered. And then everyone came up and smelt the ball. Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible, but that wasn't...
Patty got really upset, didn't she? Because she was having a lunch.
She was made her feel ill, poor girl. Victoria Beckley, this is the ultimate board game for you, Coulson, with your road crossing skills.
Here we go.
The Tufty Road Safety Game. I had this as a kid way back when Tufty the Squirrel was our road crossing mentor. I remember Tufty. It's a Tufty game where you have to cross the road.
So you roll the dice.
Yeah, and you have to go. What I love there is she set it up a bit like she's selling it on eBay.
Yeah, she has. Yeah.
Tufty Road, minimum bet, no reservations, 99p. Here we go. Other reviews.
Good luck with this name, Ben.
And this is HWJEHDBDHEHJEJE. Catchy. This is Apple Reviews. It's a thumbs up. It's 5 stars. Pretty decent. Funny.
I like
Do you? Do you use that? It's very texty speak, isn't it? And so, not and, it's pretty decent, funny. Here we go. And then another one, Robalum 1989. Rob Allen. 5 stars, well done, Rob. Keep them coming. Hi, guys. Rob here from Newton, Mid Wales. Newtown, Mid Wales, that's it, Newtown. Your Welsh pronunciation hasn't...
No, I didn't pick up on that.
I don't listen to many podcasts, but yours is the one I listen to every week. It's fantastic. I love a mixture of all three of you guys' picks, from Coulson's High School Musical to Jack's RoboCop. Yes. I also have seen some new films from listening to the podcast, like Psycho and The Founder.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. I love the banter between the three of you and hope I get a shout-out on next week's show. Great job, guys. Keep up the good work. Rob, you got the shout out. You got 5 stars. Well done. Very
Thank
good.
You,
Strong.
Rob.
In response to our episode, which included Helmet Street.
Oh, yeah.
Dwayne Skelton, I had to explain MILF to my mother-in-law.
Oh, did
he? I like that.
That's a good one.
I like that. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a hard to explain MILF to your mother-in-law.
I would have to explain that. She won't have a clue.
Do you not draw the line and go, I don't think I will explain this?
Yeah, I'm not.
It could
gonna,
be awkward.
I'm not going to explain that.
You went helmet.
I couldn't get my head around that one. Of course you know what a helmet is.
Of course. And
I'm not having
like
the bell end.
It is.
The bell end was just...
What fascinates me, though, it's like Latin names. It's like you're utterly convinced that no one with a medical degree wouldn't know that. Ah, Bellend. Like you were so incensed.
What is the technical scientific name? There must be one.
Of the head of a penis.
Of the head. Yeah, what is it? It's not bell, is it?
Fellatio.
It's not bell.
Fellatio.
No, it's not that. What is Google
I
it?
Remember.
What's bell end? Henry, Google it. What's the scientific word for bell end?
When I was in like year nine, we had sex education in schools, yeah. And this woman came in, like external woman came in to do it, and she put on the smart whiteboard, she drew a circle and she went, right, I want all the inappropriate names you know for a penis and all the inappropriate names you know for a vagina. So one thing she wrote penis and one thing she wrote vagina, and everyone just stuck their hands up and was like saying things they'd heard. So it's like, she's like, you can say whatever you want. So everyone's like, cock and all this, and like she's writing down.
Who dropped C-bomb? Someone dropped C-bomb.
But then by the end of it, yeah, people are like doing shit, like putting their hand up and saying, Warhammer! And like just utter crap.
What a school to be in.
I know, that was Cass High for you.
That's Cass High.
It's called the glands.
What?
G-L-A-N-S.
Yeah, the glands. Yeah.
The glands?
The glands of a penis.
I can't believe you wouldn't know that. With your anatomical knowledge, you wouldn't know that. You might have to explain that. Joden Jr. on Instagram. I had to explain a facial to an old duck at work. She wanted to know why her sons laughed when she asked them for a facial voucher for Christmas.
God.
We've opened a can of worms here. God.
But yeah.
This was meant to be reviews.
It's not this type of podcast.
No.
Well, no, we're not. These are people writing in and saying, look.
Come on.
We're far
classier than this.
Yvonne on email, a corking great listener. Hi guys, my name's Yvonne from rural county Cork in Ireland.
Ooh, I didn't even know it.
Yvonne, I've got you on the count.
So, in answer to my question, we've just been to Ireland, Mexico.
Yeah.
Anyone been in touch?
But I don't read the reviews before. Yes, they have. I'll tell you who has. Yvonne on email, she's come from Cork. My immediate vicinity has a population of one, me. Plus 35 or so cows in the field next door, not mine. I listen to a lot of podcasts and really enjoy the banter between the three of you. It feels like eavesdropping on three lads talking nonsense in the pub at times. Mm. Yvonne, that is what it is. I thought I'd chip in with my favourite films, which are The Butcher Boy. That's an old one. I saw that years ago.
What's it about?
I can't remember. And it had a young lad in it who they thought was going to be a huge movie star.
He wasn't.
No, I think he only did that. God, I haven't seen that for ages. It's one of those I can't help watching every time I see it's on. I must have watched it a dozen times at this point. It's wonderfully dark humoured and maybe even slightly deranged, directed by Neil Jordan and starring Eamon Owens and Stephen Ray. How Eamon didn't go on to be a household name after his first acting job in this film, age 14, is just insane. He's incredible in it. Wow. Yeah, that's exactly what it says.
That's what you said.
Everyone at the time went, this guy is a real talent.
And he's not
talent.
Done, has he done
I don't
anything?
Think he has.
Isn't that weird? Mm. Neil Jordan, what's he done? He's done something.
Yeah, didn't he do The Crying Game? Look it up, Henry.
I think he's done something.
Look up
DiCaprio.
Neil Jordan.
Why do I feel like he's done something?
He's done a lot. He's a big film director.
Isn't he a pro on Dance on Ice?
Yeah, he does that as well.
He's in The Crying Game.
Yeah. Another of my favourites is an old one from 1958, Aunt Mammy, starring Rosalind Russell. It's a really fun one. It's got an iconic quote, life is a banquet and most poor suckers are starving to death.
Mm.
Oh, thanks again for the laughs and keep me company and long may you continue to do so. Thanks, Emil. Yvonne.
If you want to get in touch like Yvonne did on email, Jack, what have they got to type in?
You got to type in hello@onthesofashow.com.
We're working on it, aren't we, Jack?
All your emails go there.
No exclamation mark.
No, not for this.
Jody Crouch. So a funny story. Me and my partner are real life Gavin and Stacey. Uh-huh. He's English, I'm Welsh, and the stories are just very similar. I can't tell you how real the show is living in Wales. Loving the new revamp of the show, thank you. Keeps me giggling when I'm stuck on the M25. Even if I do look stupid, just pissing myself laughing. Keep up the good work. I don't know whether I look stupid because the other day I did listen back and something did make me laugh. So I was laughing at myself in my car.
That's good. Do you ever think I'm listening to myself here?
Yeah. It's normally, I don't normally laugh at something I say. I'll laugh at something you two have said.
At the same time that you're laughing on the podcast. Yeah.
Something you'll say will make me laugh again and I'll laugh at the same time.
Yeah. Was when I did, come on and do the conquer.
Yeah.
And you never realised.
No, never picked up on it.
Never realised.
I was kicking myself. Yeah. In the car, I was kicking myself. Because then I went, you must have picked up on this, Ben, now. You must have heard Conker. Mm. And I didn't. I was disappointed.
We were in the on the sofa boardroom the other day. Mm. And I think we had a top secret file given to all of us, which was from head of stats, Dave Woolen.
Yeah, he's gone for it, Dave. Here we go. Head of stats, woolly jumpers and Christmas. Big jobs falling down, rated 12.3, average 4.1 each. It's the 154th film out of 168 so far.
That's shit.
Bottom 15. It has an IMDb rating of 7.6, so Jack is clearly showing himself as the man of the people with his higher rating. Mm. Of Jack's picks, it's only worse than By Fire in the Sky, which was shit. Which was also out in 1993, and High Tension, also
Crash
shit.
Got more than it.
Only the fifth film of 1993 that you've watched, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, and True Romance, absolutely smashed it.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
But Fire in the Sky will be forever the worst film of 1993.
Is that what he said? He said that.
Can you read that? That's what he said there. Yeah. Just there.
Are you trying to defend Fire in the Sky here?
Dave said it. Along with 2001 A Space Odyssey, it's Coulson's lowest film of the entire show. Ben's 3 rating still makes it twice as good as The Gentleman.
That's your lowest rating you've ever given a film? Is that what he's basically saying? Yeah. Along with Space Odyssey?
Yeah, yeah. Falling down on Space Odyssey.
And what did you give it? A 2?
I think so, yeah.
And he's given The Killer 7.7.
Yeah.
Hurt Locker, total 25.1, average 8.4 each. Joint 46 so far, along with Rocky Horror, Big Lebowski, and It's a Wonderful Life.
Fair.
The highest rated film from 2008 so far. All previous 2008 films have been Coulson's pick.
Coulson's, yeah.
Jack's sixth time given 7.6, putting it on par with The Goonies, yeah. Titanic, and Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah,
isn't that interesting that. How all my films have been 2000, all the films from 2008 have been me, and all the films from 1993 have been you, Jack?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Talk to Me, total 24.5, average 8.2, joint 61st through High School Musical, Mamma Mia, Hunt for the Wilder People, Monsters, Inc., Ghostbusters and Bicycle Thieves. Banging your third films. Film that was released in 2023, Oppenheimer scored higher and Tetris a lot lower. Mm. This was Ben's 19th solo film choice and the 10th highest rated one, so smack bang in the middle. Also, in my eyes, this is one of the most overrated films I think I've ever seen.
Oh.
Maybe two jump scares, but mainly a generic Ouija board film with absolutely nothing new in the genre.
Oof.
We don't ask you for opinion,
no,
Dave.
No, we don't,
we
Dave.
Ask you for stuff, Dave.
And
that's
Christmas
what we want.
And fucking jumpers.
We don't slag off your jumpers, and we certainly don't slag off Christmas. So keep the film remarks to yourself.
However, if any of you do want to get in touch with us, leave us a review, send us a message, tell us what you love, hate and rate about On The Sofa, send us some stats, whatever it is you want to do. Remember, you can do that by following us on all of our social medias at On The Sofa Show. You can leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, and you can also WhatsApp us. And what is the number that you can WhatsApp us on?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. 07457, get a pen, 404612. I'm not repeating it. I'll do the outside the UK one. +44 7457 404612!
And now, before we leave you on this Monday, there is one thing that everybody needs to get going.
Oh, God, yeah, the
people,
main event.
They've nearly arrived at their destination. They've nearly got to work. They're ready to kick on and have an awesome week. They need a would you rather.
Right, who knows? Would you rather always feel happy but act angry, or always feel angry but act happy? Would you rather always feel happy but act angry, or always feel angry but act happy?
Isn't always feeling happy but acting angry being passive aggressive?
Not really.
Always feel happy.
You're happy. You're feeling happy, but everyone thinks you're really angry.
And does that mean you're shouting? Does that mean is it just your mannerisms?
Yeah, mannerisms, snappy, shouty. But inside, you're absolutely elated, the happiest you've ever been, or
and the other
are you feeling angry, but every time someone sees you, they go, he's that Coulson, he's so
when
happy.
I feel angry, I get
so
quite...
you're depressive. It's sort of like, you know, like most comedians. So on the outside, they're like always telling jokes, blah, 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 but there's sort of like a known thing that a lot of them are depressive people.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side of that is probably like some sort of psychopath who's angry physically on the outside, but inside they're really happy with the psychopathic things that they're doing. I'd probably go the comedian.
Yeah, I don't like being angry. When I'm angry myself, it makes me feel like anxious and
gives
me that feeling of butterflies.
No, but you are. That's the thing. You're angry on the inside.
But happy on the outside,
you're happy.
Yeah, but I don't want that feeling.
So you want to be the other way.
Yeah,
you want to be happy,
but be angry.
You're the psychopath.
You look after yourself more than anything, don't you?
Well, you do. You're a psychopath.
You are literally stone cold. Stone cold Colson Smith.
But really, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not going to be able to tell anyone that.
Done. That's me.
Angry.
Yeah.
Angry, but happy on the inside.
Happy on the inside.
What are you? Angry on the outside. What are you, Joe?
I'm happy on the outside, but inside, I'm dying. I'm doing that one.
Ben?
I like it. Yeah, I think I'm that as well. Inside is a turmoil. Outside is one of the funniest guys I've ever known.
Yeah.
And that's a deep look into the start of our week and our complexes as hosts of this podcast, isn't it?
There we go.
We've been on the sofa. Thank you for listening to us. We're back on Thursday where we're talking all things the morning show. If you want to watch along with us, it is on Apple TV. We're watching the first episode and then we're coming here to talk all about it. In the meantime, we're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We're on all of them at On The Sofa Show. If you want to get involved in our Patreon, remember that mass Zoom is coming and it is going to be
last one was great.
Massive. It's Patreon.
Quarter of a million people on the Zoom.
/ on the sofa for that. We will see you back here on Thursday. Have a nice week. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.